Podcast. I'm Jessica Landman, and this afternoon I have with me two ladies that I mentor. It's an absolute joy to have them sitting next to me on the seat. I've got Brittany Bergstrom, and I have Alice Roy.
Hey.
So I asked you on because we have had such amazing conversations the course of the year. These two ladies are part of the Discipling Destinies mentorship program, and we have gone through about, what, 9-10 months together?
Yes.
So we've had some really great conversations. So I thought, you know what, let's bring some of those conversations to our community of women followers. So so what's going on in your lives? How are things going?
You can start.
Well, how are things going? Things are going well.
Yeah?
Yes.
So this year, we have talked about a lot of different topics. So we have covered gifting. We've talked about our spiritual gifts. We've talked about the prophetic. We've talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the gift of healing in great depth. We've talked about spiritual warfare. Mm. Which of those sections do you think was like the most impactful for your spiritual walk?
Yeah, I would say for me that just learning how the Holy Spirit works and hearing or learning how to hear from the Lord is something that was really a big game changer for me.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. How about you, Britt?
I think the spiritual warfare was really helpful for me. I think that something that I was struggling with at the time was just the different how spiritual warfare is affecting me and how I can, you know, combat that. So
yeah,
thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was a really powerful teaching.
It was, yeah.
I think sometimes as Christians, we know we're supposed to pray, right? We're like, okay, we're called to pray. But what does that mean? Like, how do you do it? Yeah. How do you, you know, just even knowing to pray in the name of Jesus, knowing that you have authority, that you carry authority when you pray, that when you pray, the enemy has to obey because Jesus Christ has authority over him. And when we pray in his name, we have authority that we can pray scripture. And when this we pray scripture, we realize that the words of Jesus in our mouth are just as powerful.
Yeah.
So like those are some really great tools that I think just knowing can be a game changer in our Christian walk.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely challenged me to memorize scripture more and pray that scripture over myself versus just, you know, just praying. Not that. I mean, I felt it was so powerful to me, especially within that spiritual warfare that goes on. So,
I mean, when we read scripture, right, it says that the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. We read through that and we're like, cool.
Yeah.
But at the same token, like if we stop and take pause for a minute and realize that the word is alive. That means that it still has the power to transform. It has the power to go out and produce. It has the power to, you know, make things bow to it. So when you like actually recognize that when you pray scripture aloud, it's like powerful. But then also when we read the word, we don't just read it and say, oh, that was very interesting. We let it do something inside of us. We let it convict us. We let it comfort it. We let it just urge us and push us to the next level. It has power. It has transforming power. And that's what separates this book of words from any other book out there. And so knowing those things and recognizing that you have those spiritual tools now to fight spiritual battles, it's like life-changing, right? We can't fight in the flesh. That would just be useless. You can't fight spiritual battles with fleshly tools. It just doesn't make sense. So, yeah.
I feel like it also helps. It helps me know when I'm in a spiritual battle because there's a lot of times where I'm like, wait, what is this? But when you're able to identify it, then you can apply that scripture to it.
And just sometimes when we're having like a disagreement with a family member or someone we work with or a friend, to recognize and take a step back, like, wait, what's going on here? Like, this isn't normal. And instead of just saying that person's so mean or that person is so selfish, recognizing that there are spiritual things going on behind the scenes, taking pause and asking the Holy Spirit to reveal the source of that, again, is just like an amazing tool that we get to use because we can realize, oh, the enemy's trying to cause division. He's trying to separate this friendship. He's trying to cause confusion. He's trying to cause discord. Like all of those things. And then when he reveals it, then you know how to pray. You have authority over it. You can take authority of a spirit of, you know, discord or disagreement or selfishness or anything else that's the source. And it helps you to pray in the middle of your spiritual battle because it feels so personal, right? Like you're in it and you're like, they're attacking me. But in reality, it's not about you. It's about the spiritual things that we cannot see. And you don't want to give too much credit to the spiritual world or get into that. But at the same time, we live in a very spiritual world. And so we need to be aware of our surroundings and we need to know that we have to pray a lot and often.
I think that's why this discipleship was so important to me, because I was able to reach out to you and reach out to Elise, and we were able just to like pray together and be lifted up even when in the middle of that battle, not knowing how to get out of it.
Yeah.
Being able to call on my community was helpful.
That's a great point. And I love that you mentioned it, because women have a tendency to not support one another. And that's one thing that's always bothered me, is that women don't have each other's back. You know, it's hard enough to be a woman out there today, and then to not have the support of your sisters is really bad. We need community, and we need somebody to come alongside of us, a couple of people that you can trust, so that when you are in a spiritual battle or you're going through something, you can invite them into your circle and have them stand with you. So I just love that you kind of brought that up. That to me is the whole essence of what discipleship looks like. But it's the whole essence of what sisters in Christ should look like. And yet it's very seldom that you see women really supporting other women for fear that, I don't know, that if they succeed, somehow it's going to take something away from you. But in reality, there's never a race you were meant to run in the first place. So why are you? It's not your race. Like, stay in your own lane, right? So
I was going to say, it's awkward at first, like, to be honest, when you...
It's countercultural.
Yes,
totally countercultural.
Yes, it's countercultural to what you see in the world. So at first, it's super awkward when you are really vulnerable with your friends, but when you're able to spur each other on toward love and good works, it's a different kind of friendship.
It really is. Oh, go ahead.
I just was thinking, like, I think the comparison thing is, like, a big thing for me in women in general, and I think that... just not comparing and just knowing that we're walking alongside each other and spurring each other on. I think that's what, you know, really helped me.
We also, like I said a little bit ago, is that we need to understand that if I help you get to where God's called you to do, it doesn't take anything away from me. So then you can help me become what I've been. And again, it doesn't ever cast a shadow on what God's plans are. They're different. We're all called to something different. We have unique gifts. We have unique callings. We have unique purposes. And the sooner we understand that, I think the competition kind of drops, right? Like, we don't all want the same gifts because we'd be boring. You know, we don't want a clone of the same women looking the same. We don't look the same. We don't talk the same. We don't dress the same. We don't carry the same things. And so we can't expect to have the same accomplishments either. It is a little bit tricky because, like we said, it's countercultural, but the world will tell you win, 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 and no matter what the cost. And I think the Lord says, you know, support, bring along, encourage, exhort, all those things. So
It's our own walk.
It really is.
You know, we all go through.
Now, there's a verse in Galatians that it says to sink yourself down into the work that I have given you. Do not compare. There's other parts of it, but that's the good part.
Well, very good. I'm glad you guys are memorizing your scripture. But yes, no, that's excellent. Yeah. And it's never been about comparison. It's never been about it. And yet we always make it. And it's really the tool of the enemy. We think everything's great. We think our home's beautiful until we get a Pottery Barn catalog and we flip through the pages and we're like, oh, a minute ago I loved my living room. And now I'm thinking, oh.
I've even found myself, and can't believe I'm admitting this, but I've even found myself comparing like my faith journey with other women and being like, wow, I really wish I could microwave my faith so it could be like someone else's.
But we also don't see the other side and everything that they had to walk to get to that point. You know, I've heard, you know, oh, I just want to be like this famous preacher or this one. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're going to have to walk through what they've walked through. Mm-hmm. And some of their trials, trust me, you do not want to walk through them. Mm-hmm. That was their story and God used it for his glory. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But to just want it because you want the same endpoint just is kind of ridiculous when you say it out loud. Right. But yet so many women are just like, I just want to be like them. And you're like, yeah, but you should be exactly who God called you to be. You have a like a specific place here, and all the people you touch, like that's really where you should be focusing your energy. So
yeah.
But yeah. So what other things have you guys? Some takeaways from this year.
I think the spiritual gifts and the Holy Spirit has really, diving deeper into that has helped me grow my faith tremendously and just grow in general with my family, with my healing that I've been doing. And I think that I praise the Lord for that and just you having this program. So that has really impacted
me. Yeah, I've seen a lot of change, obviously, in you and the boldness. I love that. So yes. That's great.
Stepping out.
And you, I mean, I'll let you answer the question, but like, where do you think, like, I mean, you obviously have a prophetic anointing and I've seen you step out in that. Do you feel more comfortable as you're navigating now a little bit?
Yeah, really good question. yes, I have to say that without this program, there's so many just things that I can name that I would not have stepped out in, because it gave me a space to become comfortable and practice. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I felt like I was given a gift and that it was wrapped up under the Christmas tree and I never opened it. Yeah. And your platform and your ability to call things out within me. Oh, now that gift is open and I'm trying to use it for God's glory.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I have been so proud of you too. You guys have just grown so much in the short time we've had together. And I just cannot wait to see what God continues to do in you, but also through you, just because of your willing heart and your obedience. So it's been absolutely amazing. And I love that we've had a time to just do a little girls chat today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We never get a chance. So, well, thank you guys so much for tuning into Girls Chat.
Yes.
If you like what you've just heard, just subscribe to our channels, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.